Blog Talk Radio.
A little M&M, next on How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. I'm Lauren Leibowitz, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. It's Thursday, January 9th, and once again, we are coming to you live from Los Angeles. Thank you so much for joining us today, and a big shout-out to our friends on the East Coast who are inundated with snow, ice, cold, sleet, rain, all that cold stuff. We're going to send you some good vibes, some warm love, some fun this afternoon, so stay with us. We love to hear from you, so please, please call in to listen live or ask questions at 714-242-5248. And you can also email us here at the studio at goodvibeproductions@gmail.com. Once again, those 10 digits are 714-242-5248. So, my very first guest of 2014 is an old friend who's been on the show before, and he's back. He's a comedian, producer, and artistic director of Improv for the People, one of Los Angeles' top improv studios. He has studied improv at the Groundlings Theater here in Los Angeles, which is home to well-known actors, comedians, and celebrities, and he's also the founder and producer of Monkey Shines Improv and the Alley Cats Comedy Show. It's all about animals, isn't it? It's beautiful. And as a stand-up comic, he has performed in comedy clubs around the country, but it is the art of improvisation that he finds most rewarding. So get ready to exercise your funny bone. Please give a warm welcome to my friend, Matthew Moore. Hey, Matt.
Well, Lauren, that was, wow, that was quite an intro.
Yeah, I'm known for my intros.
that was amazing. Thank you for that.
Okay. Well, you're welcome. You're welcome. I just have three things to say to you. Zip, zap, zop. Any thoughts?
Right. Well, listen, your listeners may want to know, may be interested in knowing that you have attended my improv class in the past.
I have. And it is beyond the shadow of a doubt a hoot. It is so much fun, so freeing. And it is so beneficial for everything in life, whether it's in relationships, in businesses, and a little who doesn't need more zip zap zop in their life?
Well, I know I need more of it, and your listeners are probably like, what does that mean? You're right about the improv. I really do. That's why I opened the studio, Improv for the People, like about 4 years ago now, because I do believe it's an art form that anyone that studies it, whether an actor or not, it's beneficial to you for listening skills and thinking outside the box and thinking creatively and, you know, dealing with stress and chaos and all that stuff. And it's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. So tell us, what is this zip, zap, zop exercise?
Zip, zap, zop is typically, you know, most, if not all, improv studios do it. It's a great exercise where the improvisers stand in a circle and you get the you make eye contact with someone else in the circle, and you clap at them, and you say zip, and then they look at someone else, and they clap at someone else, say zap, and then zop, and then so on and so forth, and it gets very fast, and the goal is to keep it very grounded yet quick, and you know, sounds a little silly, but it's a lot of fun.
It is. I think perhaps one of the most difficult things may be for people to have eye contact with one another.
Well, we don't do it. I mean, we're losing that. We're always in our devices and in technology, and you know.
I know so you had said something. I think I read it on your website that one of the most beautiful aspects of improvisation is that human-to-human interaction. And, and we are definitely losing that with some of the young people today who are just kind of tuned in, locked in, locked on, glued in, glued on to technology.
Well, I think I certainly understand technology and its place in our in our lives, but it's I think you're right.
But enough is enough.
Totally, enough is enough, and it's so great to see when I teach, the classes are 2.5 hours long, and nobody ever grabs their phone or nobody's texting, nobody's emailing, they're tweeting. I don't know what people are doing. tweeting. I don't know. But we're engaging with one another, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, I saw this little. You also have a little video on your website from one of the corporate training programs that you offer, and I want you to tell us more about that. But one of the young women that was involved in this improv said something so interesting and disquieting at the same time, how she felt that for the first time she was engaging with people that she worked with.
Oh yeah, that was an improv corporate training I did with a production company in Santa Monica. Excuse me, and I do remember her saying that. We go to work. I have years and years in corporate America, and you go in, you do your thing. You're buried in the computer or whatnot, and you go home. And to hear her say something like, man, I actually looked at somebody, I actually engaged with, I actually connected with my coworkers, which I really haven't done in a long time. I remember her saying that, Lauren. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to hear. And, in the corporate environment, good eye contact, good communication skills ends up, makes finishing projects and reaching goals a lot more doable.
You're right, it does. And I was just having this conversation with a service technician at an automobile dealership. I had to take my husband's car in for service. And I was giving kudos to the man that was helping me because I have to travel to Santa Monica. And it's about an hour from where I live,
traffic. Right.
And if I can't take the helicopter, then I'm, I'm out of luck.
Corporate helicopter?
The corporate helicopter, that's right, how to be comfortable in your own shoes, helipad. I just said to him, I said, I'm thankful for you because you're the reason why I come here. And I pointed to his computer. I said, that doesn't sell anything.
Great, and I love that.
If I really needed something, you understand me as a customer, you know what my needs are, or you can look ahead as to what you think my needs will be, and you can accommodate me, and you make the process so much easier. What could be, what are the top three worst things to do in life, right? Taxes, divorce, dying, and taking your car in for service, right?
Yeah. So
I don't know
you would
if it's
drive
the fourth
because
one,
of the service. What's that?
I said, I don't know if it's the fourth one, but it's really on the list.
It's probably after death, maybe. I don't know.
You mean you'd rather die first than take your car in for service?
Well, I'd rather die than pay my taxes. I know that. So it's interesting that you would drive an hour in horrific L.A. traffic to go to this particular shop. It's because of the service that you're getting, right?
Exactly, and that's the beauty of what you teach in improv is that you wake people up.
Yeah. Well, I come from my years of corporate America were in the luxury hotel industry. So that industry is interesting because we are, that really is the success of any hotel is based on its ability to engage, for the staff to engage with the guests. There are certainly other things involved, but that's a big one. So the hotel industry has really kept, how can I put this? It's the ultimate service industry, in my opinion, anyway. And when I used to use corporate or improv training in the hotels where I managed, and it just fit right in with eye contact with guests, with each other, listening, and good communication skills. So,
well,
it's been great. I've enjoyed doing it.
It sounds like you're retiring now. We've enjoyed having you. Now the People's Choice Award goes to.
Right. I'm going to buy a house in Boca Raton, and I'm just going to go down
as
there
you
and,
should.
And retire and live the big life. No, I'm too young to retire, Lauren.
I'm too young and too poor.
I'm sorry,
I can't see you in Boca Raton. That's just not right.
Yeah.
And I don't want to. Please, we love Boca Raton. Please don't let anybody get this the wrong way. It's a lovely place.
It's a lovely
for
place.
For people that love Boca Raton. But I just don't see you there.
No. Where do you see me?
I don't know.
Palm Springs?
Palm Springs. someplace dry.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what you mentioned in your intro. I'm certainly not going back to my home state of Indiana anytime soon, or anywhere. The Midwest or the East, they've been roughed up this winter.
I know they have been roughed up. But as I was telling a friend earlier today about, I was talking about you. I hope your ears were burning. Your head was, I know. That people from the Midwest, there is, I don't know if, you know, when mom and dad get together and, you know, say, oh, hey, Harold, you want to get together and do a little something? And then you get a little baby. And then, you know, with all that sugar and spice and everything nice, they throw in warmth and loving kindness. Because my experience with the people from that part of the country is they're just so lovely and friendly and gracious. And
well, you're damn right we are.
That's right. If you get over your shyness, things might start working out for you, Matt.
Yeah, I need to open up a little. Have you ever been to Indiana?
No, no one's ever invited me. Are you inviting me?
Yeah, let's go for we'll go late this year, and I'll take you can go with me. You can have your Hanukkah in Indiana, and I'll have my Christmas, and we'll see how that goes over.
I'm originally from Pennsylvania, so you'd think. You know, you can take the girl out of the country, but the country you can't take the country out of the girl. I think I'm much better as a ski bunny at a lodge somewhere.
Yeah, no, that's totally you.
Yeah, that's so me, right? I know.
Yeah, thank you.
Right. No, but I would love to go to Indiana. I haven't. You know, this is so funny. Can we do an improv? Let's do an improv. That's what I want to do. Let's do an improv. Let's illustrate your magnificence through radio.
Okay.
All right, you're on.
Oh, I start?
Yeah. Well, you're the trainer. You're the improv
Ladies and gentlemen,
guide.
welcome to the Matthew Moore Radio Hour with my special guest today, Lauren Leibowitz. Lauren, you own a flower shop in Studio City, and you have for many years. Tell us about that. Okay, you
Hello.
Just failed.
Yes. Are we on the air? Hello. Yes, my name is Lauren. I live in Studio City. I do have flower shop. Thank you. You know, flowers, they are such beautiful things. They have petals, they have leaves, they have stems, they grow. I mean, it's amazing to watch them grow in the shop. And people from all over Studio City come to my shop and say, Lauren, what can you recommend? I have a dear friend who needs to be cheered up. What kind of a flower can you recommend?
Oh, these are the questions your customers ask you?
Oh, absolutely.
Uh-huh. So, what flower would cheer up? Let's say I have a friend who needs some cheering up. What would you recommend?
Ah, I knew you had a friend who needs cheering up. Perfect. Oh. I would recommend the sunflower. No?
That's a little awkward as a presentation. They're huge.
Oh, you see, now that's going in a whole other direction, and that's not what this show is about, Matt Moore.
Oh, no. This is the early edition. If we could just...
This is the early edition. Wow, that's a good... See? This is great. We could just continue to do this and see? But I think we're exercising the funny bone. I know I am, and it's it hasn't been laughed, used in a while, so it feels good. It's a little cranky.
Have you been cranky? I'm sorry to hear that.
And I've been cranky. I have been cranky. Yeah. So here's something for you. This is a very interesting question. Dead or alive, who is the one person you would enjoy doing improv with?
Oh, my gosh. Dead or alive, who would I want to do improv with? That's a good one.
Uh-huh, not just another pretty face.
No, you're not. Let's see. I would go with Abraham Lincoln.
Really?
Yeah.
You're lying. Why Abraham Lincoln?
No, because I think he had a lot on his plate. Okay. And I think
he had a lot on his plate.
President Lincoln had a lot going on. Okay, I've read my. I was awake in sixth grade. Thank you.
You were. Okay.
I think
you were awake in sixth grade.
I was awake. I know about Lincoln, and he had some effect on our country. This is what I've heard. I think he had a lot going on, and he had that wife. That's a whole other radio show.
Yes.
Yeah. But I think I would like to do improv with him to help him. He probably had a good amount of stress, and then he didn't have a light bulb. He had to light a candle at night to work. He needed some stress relief, so it would have been fun to be with him to do a little improv. Hey Abe, you own a flower shop in Springfield. What's up?
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Exactly. And I guess from what I read, and I could be mistaken, that he was known to have a sense of humor.
I would think he did. Yeah, I have read that. I just started reading a book called The Intimate Life of Abraham Lincoln.
Oh.
Yeah, and nowhere in there does it mention that he ever studied or did improv. But I think he would have enjoyed it. I think he needed more. Couldn't you see it with his Gettysburg Address with a little bit more humor? Punch it up with humor.
Four score and seven automobiles ago.
Right.
But you know what? Here's just we're having a little fun here with improv, and as we should, but on the serious side of it, let's take government and politics, and let's throw you into the Obama administration. And Right.
Well, he's another one that has, I like him very much. he's got a lot on his plate, with this Obamacare and stuff like that. Maybe he could use a little humor with the American people. Wouldn't that go over well?
But you know what? What you could do? What is? They all have their wranglers, their handlers to coif them, to dress them, to help them speak. But it's really about connecting.
Yes. Now I will say, in all seriousness, have you ever seen him at the press dinners? Once I think it's an annual dinner he does with press. Obama's very funny. And I know he has writers, I get it, but a writer's a writer, but he delivers that material. His timing is very, very good.
Yeah. Well, and it's the way he connects with the audience.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, totally. Yeah. Yeah, so
but
maybe
you need to be in, this is the beauty of, the beauty of, as I often explain comedy to people, having dabbled in it a little bit myself, that, when you take... When you take two things that don't go together and you bring them together, that's where the funny lies.
Yeah, it's called a mix. It's called a mix when you take two things that don't belong together and make them, put them together. So yeah.
I love to hear technology. This is great. See, that's
industry term, Leibowitz.
Industry terms.
Yeah.
That's good. So are you performing in any of the local clubs or around the country that we can come and? Haggle you?
you mean heckle? Heckle?
Oh, that too.
Wait,
haggle.
You want to haggle with
the word haggle.
I don't want to pay.
Aren't we doing improv?
For the ticket. Yeah. If you want to haggle about the ticket price, I can do that. I'll pay 14, but no two drink minimum. No, I get it. You can come heckle, or better yet, come have some fun with everybody. I am hosting the show at the Ice House in Pasadena. On January 18th. Before that, I am performing in Santa Monica at the Nonstop Comedy Flight comedy show. That is the 12th, so January 12th, and then the 18th in Pasadena. And then February 14th, I'm in a star-studded comedy show called My Funny Valentine, and that's in Santa Monica. So,
where can people find out more information about these lovely Matthew Moore sightings on your website?
Well, the best way to reach me or the improv studio is at improvforthepeople.com. And if anyone takes the time or energy to send me a note that way, I will gladly share all this show information. Better yet, with shows all over Facebook. So just find me, Matthew Moore, in Santa Monica, California, on Facebook, and you'll see all the information there.
And it's quite a bit of information.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't stop. It just keeps going.
Right,
hey, you know what I've noticed, Lauren?
What have you noticed?
I've noticed, I just love the barrage of people, fans, just calling in to talk to me.
You know what? We're a little, what is the word I want to say? We're haggling. No.
Yeah.
What is that? There's a term for that when you bring something back into the conversation, the joke. What is that called?
Oh, like a recall?
A recall, yeah, but didn't work.
Yeah, that's fine.
We're too, sometimes we're just too, hey, over the top, you know, lift it up, take it down. But I know they're enjoying the listen wherever they are.
Oh, we have listeners. I just, you know.
I know. I guess I shouldn't have tied the people up here in the studio because then they can't make the call then. Okay, I'll let you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Got a big staff.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's big staff. It's a big staff. It's huge. So where do you see improv for the people in the next 10 years?
Oh, well, the classes keep growing. I'm knocking on wood. It's a great group of people, and it keeps growing. And I don't allow any more than 10 or 12 people per class. So we're just keep opening new classes as the studio grows. So I see that continuing. They also, many of them perform improv shows here in town, so we'll keep doing that. And the corporate side, you mentioned that early in the chat today, the corporate side of improv, the improv corporate trainings, are taking off. And we've got another one in a couple weeks being brought in. I'm going to Hawaii for a corporate event in May.
I'm sorry.
That, isn't that awful?
That's horrible.
Yeah.
You have to go to Hawaii?
Well, they called me up and they said, listen, we want you to do this event, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, that's great. It's, and I'm thinking, oh, well, I got a lot to do. It's in May. May is pretty busy. They said, it's in Kauai. I said, I'm available.
Oh, lovely. Kauai. Have you been to Hawaii before?
I was in, I've been to near Honolulu. I've been to Honolulu and around that area just once.
Oh, well, good.
I'm looking forward to going back.
Another island.
Yeah, so the corporate trainings, I think that's the big thing on the horizon. And for me personally is just continuing writing and performing stand-up. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And,
That's it. That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
That is a lot. That is so exciting. That is so exciting. And I just want to kind of reiterate on these corporate trainings, and maybe you can just clarify for our listeners that it doesn't, people can call you and get information and see about how, where the, whatever area of business a company wants to improve upon. You have the skill sets to do that. So
thanks, Lauren.
It's a fun way to do that.
The best place for anyone to start that may be interested in it is to go to improvforthepeople.com and click on the corporate training tab. When you do that, you'll see everything that a typical workshop will address, all the skills that will be addressed. There's also, like you mentioned, a video of one that was done in the past. And then the next step is to click Contact Us. And then I work with the client to customize everything for the client's needs and the client's goals, and we take it from there. And it's a pretty simple and rewarding process.
It sounds like it. What can you share with us one of a funny experience that you've encountered over the years doing, whether it's corporate training or your live performances in the course of doing improv?
Well, you know, when I do the corporate training, oftentimes the person who hires me or brings me in is obviously very excited about it and understands the value of this sort of training. And it's not the it's not the most typical corporate training, way to go about corporate training. So if the person calls me, they're already invested in improv and they understand it and they understand the benefits. That doesn't mean the staff gets it or understands it initially. So here I walk in. And I say, we're going to do some theater games. And these people are looking at me like I've got three heads. right? They're like, we're accountants. We don't do theater games, you know.
Right.
When we're in college, you guys were on the other side of the campus for a reason.
Right.
So, but after we get them all warmed up and going and set out the goals, and we need to be clear. This is what we're going to accomplish today. This is your takeaway for today. And with that structure set, people respond to that. So oftentimes when I go in and I walk in and I'm, you know, kind of presenting the ideas of what we're going to do for the day, many of them look at me like, oh, hell no.
Is it just a day, or can you structure whatever the client needs, whether it's a three-day course or how do they usually go?
It depends on numbers. So a typical seminar or workshop might be 15 people for 3 hours. Or I have one coming up that is going to be over 100 people. So that'll be a few hours, but I break it up. I have three other improv coaches joining me to split the group up into groups of 25. So, or if you want to do a retreat, it oftentimes can be included in a retreat, a corporate retreat, like for a weekend, where improv training would be one of the offerings, one of the breakout sessions. So it's all very customizable. So whatever the client needs or wants,
Great. I think we should have one at the here down here at Block Talk Radio and get these radio people out of the chair.
That'd be great.
And on their feet.
That'd be great.
And let's have some fun with that. I'm always up for a good laugh.
That'd be fantastic. I would love to do that.
I know. So I often play this little game with my nephew, and it's really a lot of fun, and I want to play it with you.
Is it Lego? Is it Lego based?
Oh, you know. It's Lego based. Come on,
right.
Everybody sees right through me. I hate when that
right.
happens.
Yeah.
No, this is the question that you answer. Tell me something I don't know about you.
Oh Lord, tell you something you don't know about me. Do you know about my birthday?
No, is it coming up?
You don't know. My birthday
won't
be here.
I know about your birthday, but that's a funny story.
Yeah, I think we talked about this last time I was on your show. I
don't know.
Please
share with our listeners. This is a very interesting story, and I think many people can relate to a similar experience.
Well, I was born on February 29th, so that's that weird day that only comes around every 4 years. So I only have a birthday every 4 years. So I'm 11. See, what am I now? I'll be 11 and a half next month. Do the math, carry the one. Shit, he's old.
11 and a half.
I said a dirty
word. Matt, your voice is deep for 11.
Thank you very much. And so I have that. I'm a leap year baby. And as the story goes, I can't use the language on your show that actually happened. But my mother gave birth to me in 9:30 in the morning. I mean, I was there, but I don't remember. It's funny, I got to write that down.
Kind of felt something warm, but you're not sure?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, boom, I'm in a new environment. Hello. So she had me in the morning, and as she was pushing, I guess the labor was very long. My dad he was in the room with her, which is, you know, kind of rare in those days, but he was in the room with her, and he kept saying, Lois, you better hold it. This kid's never going to have a birthday. Hold it till midnight. And it was like 9:30 in the morning. And then I popped out, and I guess the first words my ears heard were, you beep, hold it. See, I can't say it.
Wow. So you've lived with that moniker all these years.
Yeah. So those were the first words I heard when I came into this world.
Wow, you know, crazy.
Frigging hold it. It was something like that.
You frigging hold it. And you know what, Matt Moore, as always, I never get enough of you. It's just so delightful to be with you on the radio, in person, in an improv situation. You are just a delightful human being. And
well, this 30 minutes went fast, Lauren. Thank you for having me on your show again. You're wonderful.
Oh, my pleasure. I feel a little zip, zap, zop moving through me, and I want to tell our listeners that anything Matthew Moore can be found out on your website at improvforthepeople.com for corporate training for improv shows where Matt personally will be appearing and explaining your funny bone. So a big hug and love to Matt Moore for joining us today on the show. And that his website once again is improvforthepeople.com. So before I leave you, I wanted to share a little swan wisdom with you.
Great.
It's the first month of the new year, and so sometimes our minds are filled with clutter. So relax, exhale, and consider what I'm about to tell you. Imagine the brain as the attic, full of toys, thousands of toys. Now open a trap door and allow all the toys to fall out and tumble down the stairs. These toys will now drop into your indoor pool and sink all the way to the bottom. And then you just, the mind is free. I'll just leave you with that thought. Once again,
that's wonderful.
A big thank you to Matthew Moore, Improv for the People, at improvforthepeople.com. And please join me next time for another wild and fascinating journey in someone else's shoes when my guest will be. I'm Lauren Leibowitz, and thank you so much for joining us and listening to How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. We'll see you next time, and I'll hope you find comfort in your own shoes. And we're going to leave you with Diamonds by Keith Chagall.